coming up at 9:35. But first, it's Gordo's Corner, brought to us by the Snoring Center and Dallas Dodge Chrysler Jeep.
Have you seen what's up with the great Gordo today?
What are you all on about?
Different about him?
I know what
his physical appearance.
Walk over here to the other side of the room just real quick. I know you've been running around scrambling for the segment.
Yeah.
So, yeah, walk over there so you can see. Look at his footwear. Have you ever seen Gordo in tennis shoes before?
No.
Even
What's
when we played,
on?
Like, baseball practice, Gordo would still go out to practice in jeans and like, boots or something, but...
I'm a big fan of the cowboy boot.
He's got tennis shoes on this morning.
There's a reason for that. It's because I'm going to work out after the show today.
Are you really? Good for you.
Well, I was going to, and then I got called into a meeting right after the show, so I have to reschedule it, so I just figured I don't want to carry two pieces of footwear.
Yeah.
You know, two pairs of footwear.
Well, you have to bring the workout bag.
Yeah, I know. I didn't have one. I searched, and you know what it's like anytime you're trying to get something accomplished in the dark of morning before the show. Can't quite find what you're looking for. Yeah. So I couldn't find a workout bag, so I just grabbed my t-shirt and shorts, and I figured I'd just wear the shoes.
Okay.
Now, you are not a workout person.
No.
At all.
No.
I don't. In fact, in all I've known you, 20 years almost, we played tennis once.
Right. I like playing tennis every once in a while.
You like to ride your bike occasionally.
I like to ride my bike. I like racquetball every once in a while.
But this
it's
sounds,
been a couple years since then.
But this sounds like you're going to a gym.
Gym?
Yeah. I always like gym. I like walking and stuff like that. I'm not a weight trainer guy.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to try to do some of that, just see if I like it.
Interesting.
Yeah, see what that's about.
What caused this?
What caused this?
The
doctor's
centrist.
Orders. I said, just look at you, man. You're a mess. No, I don't know. You get bored with your life, so you want to do something different.
Yeah,
it's like Giorgio. Else. You got bored of being heavy. Well, finally get ahead and go ahead and lose it then.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Well, good for you.
Well, thank you. Well, as far as I got today so far, I was just wearing the tennis shoes.
Well,
my workout plans were scuttled.
Well, you can still work out after your meeting, unless it lasts like 2 hours.
It might.
Indeed. Okay, so we had a humiliating moment during the Ranger game on Saturday night.
To Sunday.
Mm-hmm. And we always have talked about this, how it seems kind of unfair when they do the ultra-tight close-up shots of the crowd during the game, and you know, these people aren't really expecting to be on TV, so they may be wearing a wheels off cap or got a big pimple on their face or whatever. So, you know, they weren't preparing for a big photo op. Well, they showed this tight shot of a kind of attractive looking girl, huh? Right?
Yeah.
Good looking girl. And she's sitting there and she reaches up and the thumb goes in the nose and she
the pick
mines for gold. Right there on camera during the Ranger game. Well, I put out the call. I said, if any P1 knows who this was, please get in contact with me. So then I get this tweet from Liz Zelansky. Whatever. Liz. And she says, I'm a P1 and the unfortunate girl who got caught picking her nose at the Ranger game Saturday night. Kill me. And she attached a picture that I had posed with her at some ticket event. She's a cute girl. Her name's Liz. And she joins us on the phone now.
Oh.
Liz, welcome to the program.
Hi there.
Hi, welcome to the program. Are you nervous?
Slightly.
Why?
I've been subject to public humiliation now for about a day and a half.
All right, so first of all, Liz, who did you go to the game with?
I went with my husband.
Uh-huh, and he was standing right next to you.
He was there, yes.
And somehow he managed not to shove a digit up his face during the game, but you couldn't resist.
Clearly, no, I was the one.
So how long after you were shown on TV going for your brain, how long after that did you find out that you had been shown doing this?
I'm going to guess about 45 seconds.
Who called you first?
Well, the old man that you see sitting next to me on my right leans over and says, hey, my son just texted me and said he saw me on TV, and I said, oh, that's pretty good. I just picked my nose. I hope they caught that.
Oh, you said this. You acknowledged this to your husband?
No, to the old man on my right. He said, yeah. They just showed us on TV, and I said, hey, that's pretty good. I hope they caught me picking my nose. And then about 2 seconds later, my phone blew up with text messages and friends telling me to get my finger out of my nose that I was on national television.
Oh, man.
So you must have been picking your nose a lot for that to be the first thing that entered your mind. Are you kind of a chronic nose picker?
No, not that I'm aware of. I'll be overly aware of keeping my finger out of my nose from here on out.
Okay, but Liz, what's wrong with you?
I mean, what's wrong with her?
First of all, a girl should never do that.
I agree.
Ever.
I agree. I sat through 2 rain delays. It was time.
Well, during the rain delay, why didn't you go hide up under the stadium and use a stick in there or something?
A stick.
Poor planning on my part.
Oh. Yeah. Of all the times for them to focus on you. And
I
that
know.
Happens. All right, so you have you been to work this morning yet?
Oh, yeah. I had to work yesterday.
And did your coworkers immediately know about it when you walked through the door yesterday?
Yeah, there was a life-size printout of the close-up of me and my finger up my nose on my desk. I had requests for autographs and such.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so, life is good.
So, oh, no. I'm worried about you now. How does this rank on your... Hold on, Liz. Not yet. So how does this rank on your top 10 list of most humiliating moments?
It's up there. It's definitely not where I envision my 15 minutes of fame.
Yeah, this is not going to be like a Steve Bartman incident for you, though.
I mean, I don't know. She's Lizzie the nose picker now.
The Rangers won the game. It didn't get in the way of play whatsoever, so it's okay.
All right, I suspect it's good luck now. I'll be keeping my finger up my nose for the rest of the series.
No, stop it. Stop it. So it sounds like you're going to embrace this. You want to be known as Lizzie the Nose Picker.
I have no choice, Gordo.
So you might as well embrace it.
You ought to just deny it's you. It's a girl that looks like you. Go into hiding, change your name, all that business. You need to do the Bartman thing. I mean, instead, you're doing an interview on the number one morning program in the nation the very next Monday. You don't seem to be hiding from it too well.
Clearly, I don't make good decisions.
Oh, no. She's so down on herself.
So what about your husband? Has he lost his attraction to you? I mean, he's not attracted to you anymore because of this?
Well, I haven't seen him since the game, but...
Wait, why haven't you seen him since the game?
I'm teasing.
Oh, okay. How long have you been married to him?
5 years.
5 years? Do you have kids?
We have 2.
Hmm.
Yeah. Not my finest moment.
Hey, do your kids
talking the kids to the... diarrhea pants?
Right. George, come on. Do your kids know about it?
Yeah, they're too little.
Okay.
They're going to find out someday, though.
They are.
Yeah.
They are. Are you going to get that picture framed and put on the table that's behind your couch, you know, displaying it proudly?
I'm planning on it, but we'll see.
All right, now... Do you have any other embarrassing things you do? Because, see, this is the problem, Lizzie, is that before you did this, on national television, I had no idea that girls ever did anything like that. So now you're going to tell me that girls do other bad things?
No, I'm not here to report on that this morning. Really, I want this all to go away.
Well, then why are you on the air? Why did you publicly tweet me that you were the girl?
Well, my husband called and said that he thought maybe he had mentioned it this morning. I missed that segment, so I just thought I'd acknowledge it. I'm trying to embrace it, so hopefully it'll go away sooner rather than later.
All right, table talk with my fellow musers here. So is this an admirable thing that she's embracing it? I mean, do you think this is a good...
For our purposes, yes, I think so.
And I think for her,
it is kind of refreshing, you know, that she's...
Owns up to it.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
I think for her, yes.
Psychologically, this is going to be better for her in the long run, just to face it head on.
She'll
lead with her nose on this.
She'll catch more grief in the short term, but long term, it'll be much better.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Now, what were
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, what were the problems with your nose that night? I mean, what had happened to... Had you just been in a sandstorm? I mean, what...
Oh my gosh, I don't know. It will never happen again, I'll guarantee that. Certainly not on national television.
Never happen again. What are you going to wear, like a clothespin on your nose or something to keep you from gaining entry?
Yes.
All right, Lizzie, we appreciate you coming on the
no
air.
No problem.
Thank you for your courage.
That is courageous.
Do you have a website you'd like to promote? Do you have, like,
no.
nosepickermlb.com?
No, just want to disappear. Thanks, guys.
Well, I think somebody ought to create a fan site for you.
Oh, Jesus. Bye, guys.
I'm sure one of okay, bye.
Have a good day.
No! Wow. Well, there you go. I can't wait to see the fan site someone creates on it, but she's facing it head on. At least I thought she was. There at the end, it sounded like she wanted nothing to do with the interview that she just did.
She may have regretted
yeah,
it.
Yeah, she probably regrets it.
Quick update. On this very segment on the Muser program earlier in the month, actually it was late last month, we did the John Wayne auction items.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see how much those things realized at auction? $5.3 million is how much they raised at auction. That hat that we were wearing from Rooster Cogburn, mm-hmm. that movie, $77,000.
Jeez.
Oh.
John Wayne's last driver's license from 1977. How much do you think just his last driver's license would be?
$25,000?
$89,625.
Oh, anything go cheap that... maybe we could have scored.
How about the cowboy hat from Big Jake and the Cowboys? Those
50,000?
119,000.
Man.
The eye patch that he wore for True Grit, that was only $47,000.
God, and you'd think since that was invented by Steve Jobs that would go for more.
He did not invent the eye patch.
What?
I was thinking along
I think that
those
wins.
Lines, but you beat me on that one. That's good. Always got that way, Joe.
What are they doing with that money? Going to the John Wayne Foundation or something, right? Isn't that what his son told us?
Yes, so. The John Wayne Cancer Foundation.
Yeah. That's great they raised all that money.
Mm-hmm. The screen-worn beret from the Green Berets, $179,000. It's amazing. We touched some of this stuff.
Yeah.
We got our Muser juice all over it.
Or, we ripped something, didn't we?
What?
Didn't we rip a contract or something that he had?
Yeah, what was that sheet of paper? It was like his personal note to Gerald Ford or something like that. His death note to Gerald Ford. And, you know, Robert Jeffress, he's the pastor of Dallas Baptist, our First Baptist Dallas.
He created quite a storm this weekend.
This guy is like my media nemesis. I've written about him several times, written several columns about him. He's the guy who had the Grinch Alert website that was calling out businesses because they were saying happy holidays or had Santa instead of Jesus in their window for Christmas. Well, he was introducing Rick Perry at the Values Voters Summit in D.C. And he said, Mitt Romney is a good, moral person,
but he's not a Christian. Mormonism is not Christianity. It has always been considered a cult by the mainstream of Christianity.
So he says all this while introducing Rick Perry.
Don't you think Perry's going to give him the cut sign?
Rick Perry's
trying to rip out the mic.
Perfect hair went up into a Yahoo Serious fright wig. So Rick Perry's distanced from it. All the other Republican candidates have distanced from it. I'll tell you somebody who did not distance from it, and that's Dr. Robert Jeffress. After he got up in the pulpit on Sunday, he stood by his comments. He said, everything I said about Mormonism is true. And he says that he endorses Perry because he's a committed Christian, but says he would endorse Romney if he's the Republican, or he would vote for Romney over Barack Obama. He said, because I do believe it's preferable to have a non-Christian like Mitt Romney, who at least embraces some biblical principles, as opposed to a professed Christian like Barack Obama, who embraces unbiblical positions.
Oh, my gosh. Sad thing, there's
by
a
the
lot
way,
of people who
in
feel
love
that
making
same
the
way,
unbiblical yeah. positions are the more fun ones.
I think there's a lot of people on the religious right, conservative right, who feel that same way.
Yeah. Yeah, they do.
George Dunham.
Just
no,
feels
not
like,
me. That's just wrong to say
to me,
say
it just feels
like
so
that.
Tired. Just why do we have to worry about that? Why do we have to sit around figuring out who's the true, real Christian?
Yeah, that's just garbage.
Now, I heard one of the political science professors on the news last night, and he says he doesn't think religion will enter the mix and rarely does in an election. He doesn't think Romney being Mormon will matter at all.
Hey, we elected a Muslim last time. We got over that hurdle.
You know, we did elect Kennedy when nobody thought we would ever elect a Catholic.
Right.
And he said, his point was, people care more about the platform, the state of the country. The religion's way down the
list. We care about your political beliefs. Not really your religious beliefs. Mm-hmm. Not even really your actions.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We want you to have the right beliefs, not the right act. It's like the, you know... Well, I'm not going to get into that. That's a whole different thing. But yes, I don't think it'll be that important in the long run, whether because Mitt Romney's going to be the candidate, I think.
Mm-hmm.
It is okay, but it is a factor, though. It is a fact. I think it scares a lot of people.
Okay, but why does it scare them?
I don't know. At least the unknown. It's just like
at least the Catholic thing with Kennedy, they had some reason to be scared in the sense of that. Well, is he going to take his orders directly from the Pope? Because, I mean, he's got allegiance to the Pope. But what is Mitt... Do they take an oath to Joseph Campbell? Is he still showing up at places? And I don't understand how that's going to be a factor.
There's no good reason for it, but you know how it is with fear that some people with... I don't know.
And as I said to you, it seems like conservative Americans ought to love this idea of Mormonism. That Jesus came to kick-ass America right afterwards. Because he wanted to make the religion more American.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good narrative. That's a good one. Now, when you get into the weird pajamas and undergarments and that sort of thing, it gets odd. But is that really more odd than a lot of other stuff we do in all different kinds of religious practices?
If you don't do it, then all of a sudden it's weird.
Right.
If you don't do it.
If some other denomination does something weird... Then it's like, what are they doing over there? I'm going to go drink this blood and eat this body.
Right.
That didn't sound a little weird?
No.
Just a little bit? I mean, we're used to it. That's the idea. You get used to something and it doesn't seem weird. Anyway, so Robert Jeffress just continues to annoy me. Maybe I'll bring him on the show during the corner and we'll have a nice debate. Anyway.
All right, Gordo. Thank you.